الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace and send His blessings upon the best of His creation, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his wives, his companions, and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of recompense. O you who have believed, be mindful of Allah. Fear Allah the way He deserves it. And do not die. Not that you can control death, but when death comes to you, be in a state of submission to Allah. Be in a state of being a Muslim, one who submits to Allah. A Muslim has characteristics which are not found in any other human being. Allah Azza wa Jal has distinguished the believers from the disbelievers through many qualities. And if we were to address these qualities, we would need months of speech. But the time of khutbah does not allow a long duration of talking. So with the 25 minutes or so, let us address one of them, which each and every one of you here, including myself, should have. And the one who lacks this particular quality, in fact, lacks a huge portion of his Islam. His submission to Allah is defective. It is weak. It is unreliable. And there's a very high probability that it will diminish and wither away before his soul withers away. What is this quality that you cannot afford to abandon? What is this quality concerning which Ali radiallahu anhu bin Abi Talib said that faith cannot reside in the heart of a believer who does not have this quality? You cannot truly be a believer. Many people think they have it, but they don't. And the reason why they think they have it while they don't is because they really don't know the implications of this quality. It is not something which you can stamp on your forehead and so that you become among those who have it. It is something which you should act upon. It's part and parcel of your life. It is there every single time you need it. Patience. Patience, my brothers in Islam. How much patience do you really have? Patience is not of one kind, because some may be patient in some aspects and very much impatient in many others. You will meet someone who has no problem staying in the gym for 2 hours, working out, dumbbells, and all kinds of exercises. And you say, "Ya akhi, I can't even manage 5 minutes at home. After 5 minutes, I get sick and tired of working out. I just want to sit on the couch and relax." How in the world do you stay working out for 2 hours? He will say, "I got patience." You can't do it. And the fact that he's patient in the gym does not mean that he's patient in Islam. Otherwise, many of the kuffar are patient, even on the battlefield, while fighting for Satan and his army. In the name of Satanism, in the name of Lucifer, they fight against the forces of truth, and they are patient. This is not virtuous, it is not praiseworthy, and it is worthless. The scholars categorize patience in Islam to three categories. For one of us to be truly patient, he must have all three. Inevitably, you may be stronger in some regard over the other. You may be better in one over the other, that's fine. As long as we have the average of these three. The first one is as-sabru ala ta'ati Allah. And the scholars say this is the most difficult. Being patient in obeying Allah. You need to have patience to carry out the commandments which Allah revealed unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you don't have patience, you will not be able to carry out the obligations. This is why you will find that many of our relatives do not pray five times a day. And if you ask them whether they're Muslims or not, they will be offended by the mere question. What do you mean, am I a Muslim or not? Of course I'm a Muslim. Of course you're not. What do you think, this is a joke? You think you get a passport that has a Muslim on it and suddenly you're going to enter Jannah and the Deen of Allah? No, it does not work this way. How can you be a Muslim and you can't pray to the one who created you? The one who made it obligatory upon you to pray. The one who threatened in so many ayat in the Quran about leaving salah. And so did his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the extent that he said, between man and disbelief and polytheism is the abandonment of the prayer. This is the fine line between you being among the ranks of the Muslims or the ranks of the kuffar. That abandonment of salah. And if you're not patient enough, my brother in Islam, then you will not be able to maintain your faith. You may be saying to yourself, Alhamdulillah, I pray five times a day. Do you really? Do you really pray five times a day? Or did you sleep for Fajr the other day? Or did you miss Fajr three times a week? Or did Salah finish while you're still talking to the boss about the business plans and the arrangements and the meetings? How many of us are too afraid to tell the boss it's Salah time? And they sit there like a slave to the boss while their Lord is expecting them in his house. And they don't have the guts, they don't have the courage, they don't have the manhood to say, excuse me, but I have to go pray. They sit there with their heads down, and salah is done, and iqamah is done, and the second jama'ah is done, and he's still sitting there. Then like a woman, he takes the corner and he prays on his own. Excuse my language, but this is how women are supposed to pray, not men. A man is a man. And a man doesn't play games. Not when it comes to salah. Do you really pray five times a day? How many times do you miss takbirat al-ihram? How many times do you miss the virtue of the salah? And when we do pray physically, are we there spiritually? This is a bigger question than all of the other ones. Many. Nas'alullah al-afiyah, we seek Allah's protection. Their salah is nothing but exercise. It is exercise. Movement of the body, bowing and prostrating and standing and sitting, that's it. And you can tell in the way they pray that they're not praying. You can tell in the hastiness and the speed of the salah that it is not a salah. He can't wait to finish. You would swear he didn't recite the Fatiha. Says Allahu Akbar. In 5 seconds, he's saying Allahu Akbar again. How? When? When did you say Dua al-Istiftah? And when did you do the Ta'awwud? And when did you do the Basmala? Then when did you recite the Fatiha? This is assuming you didn't recite a surah. Then you will ask him, you say, no, I also recited a surah. All this, ya akhi, in 10 seconds, ya akhi, you call this salah? La wallahi, this is not salah. In the deen of Allah, this is not salah. The salah is the one in which you engage in a conversation with your Lord, where you don't hear the other end. And you don't need to hear the other end, you just believe it. Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that when you say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah will answer you. And so is the case with every ayah of the Fatiha. Same goes for ruku' and for sujood and so on and so forth. Do we really pray 5 times a day? Or do we not have patience enough to pray on time, in the right place, in the right manner, according to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Perhaps we will change our minds regarding that question. And perhaps we thought we had patience in obeying Allah, but maybe we really don't. And I'm only speaking about salah, even though we can address many other issues. But as the ulama say, if your salah is no good, your Islam is no good. I don't need to speak about zakah and siyam and hajj. They will definitely be worse. They will definitely 100% guaranteed to be worse if you're unable to do the salah correctly. Because the salah is the yardstick. It is that measurement tool. If you're succeeding there, you shall succeed elsewhere. If you're failing there, you shall fail elsewhere. This is established in the deen, based on traditions which are authentic from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first thing which you'll be asked about on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Salah. It will be looked into you, Salah. If the Salah is good, then everything else will be as good. Everything else will be good. If the Salah is bad, corrupt, then everything else will be corrupt. This is a hadith of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So ya akhwan, where's your Salah? Where's your Salah, ya akhwan? Enough. Be patient. Be patient. Struggle against yourself for the sake of Allah. You will only live a few years. You will only live a few years, and you can technically call them few years. After which you will return to Allah, and that salah will be that determining factor. Make sure that you don't ruin that. The second kind of sabr, my brothers in Islam, as-sabru an ma'siyatillah. Being patient in terms of abandoning or refraining from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this requires a lot of patience, because today we are living in the world of materialism and temptation. You have to understand, if a few hundred years ago someone wanted to look at a naked woman, it was probably impossible. He would have to go out of his tent and go fetching for a prostitute to happen to find one, then be able to strike a deal with her and go through a long process to see a naked woman, which may happen or may not. Now, all you need is your phone. All you need is the computer. All you need is the internet. All you need is a magazine. All you need is to go outside. It's all over the place. It's all over the place trying to take over, trying to demolish us, trying to destroy our relationship with Allah. And if we give in and give up and surrender to these sins, we shall be destroyed. It requires a lot of patience to be able to resist the temptations of the world, which manifest in many different forms today. If we don't have this patience, my brothers, then we will not be among those whom Allah promised many different things, which I will enumerate later on in the khutbah, inshallah. Be patient when it comes to disobeying Allah. Every time fitna presents itself to you, then seek Allah's aid and assistance. Seek refuge with Allah and turn away. Be patient. Look at Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Yusuf was in the house of his owner, a beautiful, gorgeous lady. No one was there, and she closed the doors. And she is his master. Back then he was a slave, owned slave. As in she owned him like you own your car outside. He's supposed to obey her. And then she presented herself to him, and yet the patience which he had made him say, قَالَ مَعَاذُ اللَّهِ, I seek refuge with Allah. And he ran away from her. and she chased after him. Then she continued to present herself along with her friends. When she brought her other female friends, then again they all presented themselves to Yusuf. Not only one now, her and her clan. And still, he said, "Oh my Lord, prison is more beloved to me than that which they are inviting me to." And he remained in the prison. And Allah Azza wa Jal took him out of prison. And he made him who he is. And had it not been for his patience, we wouldn't be speaking about him today. Had he done what she wanted, khalas, it would have been over. That patience is paying now. He's getting paid for it now. This is an example which we learn, and the examples are many. The last kind of patience, الصبر على أقدار الله المؤلمة. To be patient in regards to the decree of Allah, which is painful sometimes. As human beings, we prefer luxury. We prefer comfortability. We prefer having things easy, relaxed. So anytime something which Allah decrees that is a calamity, it conflicts with our choices and our preferences. And this is many. The loss of a loved one. The health. Deterioration of health. You start getting sick. You're unhealthy anymore. Any calamity. Natural disasters. Loss of job. Car accidents. You name it. These are by the decree of Allah. They're not by anyone else. Allah decreed them. But they're good for the believer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min, inna amrahu kullahu khair. In asabathu sarra shakar fa kana khayran lah, wa in asabathu darra sabar fa kana khayran lah." Amazing, wondrous is the affair of the believer, since all of his affair is good. If something good happens to him, he's thankful to Allah, and that is good for him. And if something bad happens to him, he is patient, and that is good for him. Even the calamity becomes good for the believer. So whenever you're afflicted with a calamity, don't panic, and don't complain, and don't tell about Allah to others. Rather, tell Allah about what you're suffering from, because He knows about it best. And seek patience from Allah. Seek patience from Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama as-sabru bit-tasabbur, wa ma u'tiya ahadun khayran awsa min as-sabr." Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, patience is by exercising patience. Meaning you acquire it by striving to attain it. And no one has been giving any blessing which is better and more vast than patience. The best thing which Allah can give you is patience. These are the three kinds of patience. We need to have, turn off your cell phones. Turn off your cell phones in the house of Allah, ya akhwan. Specifically musical ringtones. Music is haram in Islam. In the masjid and outside the masjid, in the supermarket, in your own car, wherever you may be, what Allah made haram is haram. And wallahi, it is haram for you to keep a ringtone on your phone. This same phone will send you to Jahannam. This very phone will send you to Jahannam. Because if you misuse it, then that ni'mah from Allah becomes a niqmah. That blessing from Allah becomes a test and a trial which will destroy you. The phones are blessings from Allah. You don't have to travel a million miles to speak to your relatives. You can just call them on the phone. You can use it to get closer to Allah. But don't use it for something other than that. Change your ringtone. Keep something that is standard. Even if by mistake you forgot, which we all do, if some regular ringtone comes on, like an old phone, it's not a big deal. But when a Christmas song comes around, we can have a problem, which you hear in the masajid all the time. So we need to be patient when we come to the salah. All of these require patience. So the question is, do we have this patience? Do you think you can say that you're patient in obeying Allah all the way? You're patient in avoiding all of Allah's prohibitions, and you're patient when you're afflicted with calamity? If not, then in the second part of the khutbah, inshallah, I will remind myself and you of some virtues of patience. Perhaps we can strive better to acquire it. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu wa sallam ala rasulillah. Brothers in Islam, when you read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you see what Allah azza wa jal has mentioned in the context of patience, you can't help but beg Allah to make you among those who are patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first declared that He is with the patient. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. Verily Allah is ever with the patient. And Allah's ma'iyya means that Allah Azza wa Jal will support you, aid you, protect you from everything which will harm you. And it's ma'iyya while He is above the throne, which befits His majesty and His greatness subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah explained. Allah will be with you. And when Allah is with you, you don't need anybody else. If you're patient, then Allah will love you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Verily Allah loves those who are patient. You will acquire Allah's love when something happens to you and you're patient. When a woman walks by and you lower your gaze. When salah time comes and you're strong enough to leave everything and come to the salah. Allah will love you because of that patience which you are exercising. If you want to go to paradise without accountability, then Allah said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Verily those who are patient will be given their reward without prior accountability. You will not even be questioned about what happened and what you did and what you didn't do. You'll be going straight to Jannah. When the disbelievers made fun of the believers, Allah said at the end, جَزَيْتُهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. This is what I have rewarded them because of their patience. This is what they were rewarded because of their patience. The people of Jannah, Allah will give them Jannah as a reward because of their patience. If you want to be an imam, if you want to be a person of knowledge, if you want to be a scholar or a student of knowledge or someone in da'wah, then you cannot help but be patient. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. And we made among them imams, leading and guiding by our command, not by the command of anyone else, when they were patient and they had certainty in our revelation. Certainty and in the revelation of Allah and being patient as well. Allah Azza wa Jal gave three special qualities to the patient. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And give glad tidings to the patient. Those who when a calamity afflicts them, they say, verily we belong to Allah, and to Allah we shall return. Those upon them is the exaltation of their Lord. Allah will mention them among the closest angels. وَرَحْمَةٌ and mercy. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Only those are rightly guided. If you want to be rightly guided and attain Allah's mercy and have Allah mention you among the angels who are above, then you have to be patient when a calamity strikes. And in summary, enough for every one of us who know Surah Al-Asr to know that Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Every human being is immersed in loss except those who believe and do righteous deeds and enjoin and help one another in goodness and in patience, in the truth and in patience. Without patience, we will lose. You have to have four qualities to succeed in the deen of Allah. Iman, amal salih, at-tawasi bil-haq, wa-tawasi bil-sabr. Missing one of them means you are jeopardizing your relationship and your success in the life to come. All four, my brothers in Islam. So let us learn how to be patient. You may say, but I'm naturally impatient. We say you train yourself. Like many people are naturally high-tempered, they get angry quickly, but they train themselves to calm down and relax. You are able to train yourself. Some people are born patient, some people have to acquire it. The idea is, we must make that necessary effort. Patience in obeying Allah, patience in abandoning disobeying Allah, and patience concerning Allah's preordainment. The successful ones are the patient ones, whom I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد أقم الصلاة.